Welcome to the Philadelphia branch of Lighthouse Chapel International, under the leadership of the Presiding Bishop Dag Hayward Mill. This denomination has grown with several branches all over the world. We are delighted to come your way with the anointed Word of God, which is able to heal, deliver, and save you. Stay tuned with your heart to receive God's Word through His servant, Reverend Gilbert Fleischer.
It's a special dispensation. It's a special grace that God has given to you. And you can share it. Or there are certain, let me put it this way. There are certain methods or processes that can take place. Spiritual, biblical processes that can take place. That allows you to share the anointing. So when we talk about the anointed and his anointing, we are looking at how do we benefit from the anointing that is on the anointed. Are you understanding? Yeah. And that process is called impartation. Turn to your neighbor and say impartation. Yeah. It sounds like a very spiritual word, but it's a very simple word, and we should understand it and love it more than how it sounds. Yeah. So it is through impartation that we benefit from the anointings on a particular man of God or God's prophet. This year, our theme is, it's a year of good things. And then underneath that, we say, stay connected and prosper, isn't it? Stay connected and prosper. Yeah. Listen, one of the major ways God is going to bring blessings into your life is through the anointing that already exists on this earth. Amen. Yes. God is going to take anointings and graces on an anointed person and he's going to impart it unto you. But you have to be ready. You understand? You have to be ready. When God, you know, wanted helpers for Moses, he did not manufacture a different anointing. He looked at Moses and he said, look, just gather the elders, 70 of them. And the Bible says that God came down and he took up the spirit that was upon Moses. He took up the spirit, the anointing that was on Moses' life, and he imparted it unto the elders. God did not manufacture another anointing. You see, the anointing enables a person that is anointed achieve particular, you know, specific goals in life. Yeah, and when we see them, we say the person is successful. Hallelujah. From today, I see the anointings on great men of God that we interact with rubbing on us. Amen. Do you believe it? Yes. I said, do you believe it?
Yes.
Your amen, and I received it, was very, very feeble.
Amen.
I told you that forget about that overball and concentrate. We'll close on time so you won't miss the overball. I said, I see you by learning this process being able to acquire, let me put it this way, great anointings on lives of great men of God through impartation. If you believe it, say, I receive it.
I receive it.
Yeah, that's much better. Amen. All right. So, in chapter 11, we're looking at the mystery of impartation. The mystery of impartation. What is a mystery? You see, mysteries are not things that you can work out. Do you understand? We have understanding that it happens, but you cannot dissect it in a test tube and say A joins to B and B joins to C and then C joins to D and then it skips E and joins to F and then you get G. No, you can't analyze it that way. That is why it is a mystery. Do you understand? It is a mystery. We understand that it occurs in a particular way, you see. But when it comes to the fine details of how it happened, it's a very deep spiritual thing. It's a spiritual thing, and you cannot. That's why it's a mystery. Are you understanding? Let's turn our Bibles to Romans chapter 1, and we'll read from verse 9. Romans chapter 1 and verse 9. So it says, "For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers." Yes, we pray for people as pastors. Yeah. This all night, we had an all night on Friday. We prayed for you. You were not here, you were sleeping, but we prayed for you. We always pray. We don't cease to pray for our sheep. "That without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers, making request if by any means, now at length, I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God to come unto you." Then he says, "For I long to see you." I long to see you, that I may impart. You see, so the word impartation is a biblical word. "That I may impart unto you some spiritual gift." Why? "To the end ye may be established." The impartation brings establishment into our lives. The impartation brings prosperity into our lives. The impartation makes us do well. I'm always looking for an impartation. I will look for it till I go to heaven. Because it makes a difference. Then he say, "I long to see you." Yeah. Sometimes when pastors are talking to church members and, you know, it's like, "Why did you miss church? Oh, why do you?" It's as though you want them to come to church so you will gain, or you want them to come to church so that you would increase. You want them to come to church so that you become richer, or you want them to come to church so that you have a fat church. No. I'm telling you, a real pastor's heart is one of rather that you would rather receive something. Yeah. One day Bishop called us, the pastors here in North America, and he said, "I long to see you." Yeah. Because he was having a prayer. I want to see you. I long to see you. And he's always looking to see you. He takes us to his special chambers once in a while. He calls us by groups because the place is small, so all of us won't fit. And then we'll spend 2-3 days with him. We'll go out, another group will come, 2-3 days throughout. Do you see? "So I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift, to the end ye may be established. That is, that I may be comforted together with you by the mutual faith of you and me." Hallelujah. So the mystery of impartation occurs in three dimensions. All right? It occurs in three ways. It occurs by hearing, number one. It occurs by seeing, number two. And it occurs by touching. Look at that verse again. It says, "For I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift." When you are with a person, these are the only three things that happen, isn't it? You see the person, you hear the person, and you touch the person. Yeah. Recently, we were at a meeting, and I didn't notice it, but one of my colleagues noticed and was sharing it, that Bishop was with us and he was teaching us. We were at a meeting in Mampon, the mountains in Ghana last year. And these days when you see him, he's surrounded by young people. You see, you have to be young at heart to relate to some of the things that we're talking about. Yeah, you can't be too grown in your mind and your heart. Otherwise, you won't receive anything. You see. So there was this young little girl, one of the people who is always around him. And she was also at the meeting. And whenever Bishop passes by, then she'll touch, you know, his he was wearing an African shirt. You touch the African shirt in a very subtle way that Bishop will not even notice. But so my colleague who was sitting by him said, rebuked him and said, "What you stop it?" He said, "No, I'm touching, I'm receiving. I'm touching to get imparted." Yeah. Yeah. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Yeah. And she would touch. So my colleague said, me too, I'll start touching. So when Bishop passed by, then he also touched. Because the little girl has taught him to touch. Yeah. So it is through seeing. Everybody say seeing.
Seeing.
Everybody say hearing.
Hearing.
And everybody say touching.
Touching.
That is how it happened. The woman with the issue of blood, the Bible says that when she had heard of Jesus Christ, she had heard. Yeah, she heard of the miracles. She heard of the power. She heard of the anointings in his life. Bible says she pressed. She pressed. Yeah. Hard work, forced to touch. And she was healed. Hallelujah. So through the mystery and blessedness of seeing, hearing, touching, an anointing, a gift, a spiritual blessing can be imparted to you. And this can even happen even when a person is dead. Yeah, that's why even though the great men of God who have passed on, we are still enjoying the anointing. Yeah. That's another topic altogether. We'll talk about it later. In the Bible, you hear about Elisha, even when he was dead, 2 Kings 13. Even when he was dead, his bones were still working miracles. Dead and gone. But there was still impartation through touch. There was still impartation through touch. Amen. Listen, these are basic biblical principles that we need to learn and walk in, so we will be imparted. Amen. So what are the principles? Let's talk about them one by one. So the mystery of impartation occurs when you see the anointed. When you see the anointed. When you see the anointed. Yeah. That is why we must add, you see, many years ago we used to just listen to audio tapes, but now we have the privilege of watching also. There's all these great men of God have videos that you can watch, isn't it? Yeah. Our own church, we have videos of our prophet, Bishop Doug, and other great ministers in the church. You can watch. Do you see? So it is easier for it to happen now. Now, let me show you a very important scripture here in Matthew 6. Matthew 6. Turn your Bibles to Matthew 6. Anytime you are in the presence of an anointed person, expect to experience the anointing. What you see greatly affects you. See, recently I was telling, I think it was Lady Pastor, I was chatting with her, and I was telling her that just by looking at what our fathers are, it gives you a great picture of where you are heading. That if you believe in impartation. Yeah. Because anything that my spiritual father has that I can see is key to me walking in the same thing. That is why the Bible, when Jesus talked about the Holy Spirit in John 14, he said, "The Spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive." Why? Because one of the reasons, because it seeth him not. You need to see. Are you here? So are you in Matthew 6, 22 and 23? Let's start from 22. Mr. Scripture Man, give me the scriptures. Matthew 6, 22. It says, "The light of the body is the eye." The light of the body is the eye. Then it says, "If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light." The body shall be full of light. And the body shall be full of light is dependent on the eye beam single. Alright? Then it says, but. Turn to your neighbor and say, but. But, isn't it? But. Whenever you see the word but, it's a word that contrasts and compares. Alright? So, but means, now he's comparing what he just said to what about to what he's about to say. But. Everybody say but again. So it says, but if thine eye be evil, if thine eye be evil, if thine eye be evil. Backtrack to 22 again and look at it again. Alright? It says, if thy eye, what? Be single. Now he says, but if thy eye be what? Evil. Alright? So don't forget that. We'll come back to that in a minute. Say, but if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness, contrary to when your eye is single. So the word single in 22 is actually referring to if your eye is good, not evil. If your eye is good, not evil, then your whole body will be full of light, because your eye, it is through your eye that light enters. Are you following? Go back to 23 again. But if an eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If your eye is evil, then your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is the darkness? So ladies and gentlemen, one of the mysteries of impartation is through your vision. What you see. What you see greatly affects, it greatly affects what you end up being. You need to see to be imparted. You need to see to be imparted. Let me give you a good example. There's a prophet by name Obinim. Obinim. Is it Obinim? Pastor Daniel. Is it Obinim? Obinim. Prophet Obinim. Why are you looking at me like that? Are you confused? I'm saying that there's a prophet by name Prophet Obinim. Yes. Listen, I can never receive an impartation from him. Because when I see him, my eyes is not single. My eye is evil. Yes. And I will never, cannot, will not, shall not, and could not, shan't, receive an impartation Prophet Obinim, because my eye towards him is evil. Why? Because he does things that are very unscriptural, non-biblical. I cannot see the Spirit of God doing what he claims he's doing. And if I had my own way, I'll kill him. Yes. In the spirit. One day I went to Ghana, and as I went to one of the branches in Tema, and the bishop said, let me show you where Bishop Prophet Obinim's church is. So we drove by and I saw it. I asked him, why have we not killed him? Yeah. Because this man is full of deception, dark. Yeah. Yeah. Lady pastor says, I have to mature a little more before the Lord anoints me more. Otherwise, I'll be killing people. Because my tolerance for evil is too small. This guy can lay his leg, okay? There's no scripture as laying hands. I mean, there's always only a scripture about laying hands. This guy can put his hand, his leg, foot. There are video clips of foot on a pregnant woman. Do you understand? Lying on the wherever. And he says he's trying to deliver the woman. What are you delivering with your foot? I can't receive. My eye towards him is evil. Evil. Because he's deceiving people. He's in a church and he's so cultured. He's sleeping with his own assistants, you know, deputy's wife. And he can tell somebody that I'll meet you in the spirit and I'll kill you. So why should I not kill him? It's like an armed robber who is coming. Why should I not kill him when I have a gun? It cannot be from God. And my eye towards him is evil. My eye towards him is not single. Yeah. There was another prophet that, and these are so-called prophets. So-called, in quotes. They cannot be prophets of God. They can only be prophets of diabolos. There's another one. Which country was it? Is it Uganda or Kenya or something? The one who makes them eat grass. Yeah, it's pathetic. And you watch it and you can't believe it. My eye towards such a person is evil. There's nothing in him that I want. And there shall never be anything in him that would come into me. No, when I see, my eye is not single. Watch it. I'm showing you something. And you understand, if you don't understand it already. Yeah. He can stand there and you, what did he say? My sheep, or something like that. And then you call them and then you see them, they'll come, actually bleeding, right? Nah. I mean, this is total bewitchment. It cannot be God. My eye towards him is not single. I always tell it, but why can't the great men of God meet together and deliver him for a distraction? Yeah. But you see, she told me, and I agree with her, that these are also part of the latter day signs. These things need come to pass. That we coexist with evil so-called prophets. Yeah. Then you call them, then you order them, then you see they're running, then they go outside chewing grass on their legs and hands. You know, crawling like sheep, chewing grass. Literally. No, my eye towards him is evil. My eye towards him is evil. My eye towards him is evil. Go to that verse again, Matthew 6:22. So it says, your eye is your light, isn't it? But the light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if your eye is full, is evil, isn't it? But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. You see, listen, the way your eye looks at the anointed is key. Amen. It's important. The way your eye looks at the man, the anointed, is key. It's key to impartation. If you cannot look at a man of God and see good things, light, how will your body receive impartation of light? Yeah. If your eye looks at a man and all you see is evil, nothing good. Let me tell you, spiritual things, there's neither, there's no in between. It's either good or evil. There's not like a little good. Or a little, just a little above average evil. It's one or two. You have to learn to see a man that is anointed and see good. That is, if he be a man of God. Yeah. When you see the person, you should develop yourself even to the extent of even overlooking. You know, not I won't say evil, but like even shortcomings. No. Let me tell you, the good things are far more than any shortcomings, even if they are shortcomings. That is why when Elisha was following Elijah, desiring the anointing. Yeah, one of the things said, if you see me, you've asked a hard thing, you want twice what is on me, you want the impartation to be on me. If you remember when, I think before we moved, I was sharing on impartation, and I said to you that impartation is also a platform for the multiplication of the graces on the man of God. So God can take an impartation from one anointed person through impartation, God can take the anointing through impartation and multiply it. See, that's why it's a mystery. Stop analyzing a test tube. You will be confused. You get seizures. You won't understand it. and multiply to the man. Elisha followed him closely, won't let him go. I want twice what is on you. That you've asked a hard thing. But if you see me, if you can hang around and see me long enough, if you can hang around and see me to the end, if you can hang around and see and let through your eyes the light enter you, your body will be full of light. It will be full of light. But if it's evil, then nothing will happen. It's darkness. It's darkness. Yeah. So this explains why when you look at certain men of God, do you understand? It's only darkness. They minister to you only darkness. The impartation that you get is only darkness. Yeah? When I see Prophet Obini, it's darkness. That's why I want to fire back at him. It's like an armed robber who has put a gun on you, and you have a gun too. And my gun is bigger than your gun. Yeah, I feel like firing. Wow. Listen. Desire to see. You understand? Desire to see, because it is one of the major keys to receiving impartation. You need to see. You need to see. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. So, let's also make it a point not to just be far and just listen. All right? When the opportunity arises to see, always see. I have tried to see great men of God. But there's one that I'm watching now. The nearest place it comes to me, I'm going. I can't imagine Bishop will be in town and I don't go. Oh, I have to go. I need to see. So add seeing to your works this year. Because that is how you can be connected. Amen. If I pick another one, I think we'll be late. So we'll end here. And next week, we'll pick up more. Amen. When you are coming, come with your book. Yeah. How many of you don't have a book? I'm reading mine from the... How many of you don't have this book? You should get one. Do you want one? It's a trick question. There are more, right? It's $10. You should get one. Get one. Because it's going to really bless you. If I were you, this book will be one of the books that you should always be with you this year. Read it. Yeah. Because it will teach you great spiritual principles that will make a great impact in your life. Amen. All right. Stephanie, are you getting the books? All right. All right, let's stand to our feet as we close. Today I'm going to make you pray a little bit. Just 5 minutes. Amen. Close your eyes and just begin to pray for yourself. Pray for yourself that God will help you. You need me? Sunday. We didn't set up communion. All right. Are you here? All right. Close your eyes and begin to pray for yourself. Begin to pray that God will help you and make you learn to connect, and that one of the ways that you connect will be through seeing. That seeing, desire to see. But if you see me, the Spirit of truth also, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not. It's key to impartation. Begin to pray that God will help you, that this year you will not miss any opportunity to even see. That when you see, when you have the opportunity to see, you would always rush and run to it. Begin to pray for yourself. Come on, lift up your voice, everyone. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. I want to hear some people pray. Come on. I want to hear your voice. I want to hear your nice voice. Even this morning, lift it up, lift it up, lift it up. We're praying for yourself. We're praying for you, that you will have that desire. You will not miss that opportunity. That when that opportunity comes to you, the opportunity to see, 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 will not, you will not miss it. You will not miss it. Yes, Lord. Help us, God. Help us, God. Pali mara shiporada repehida somboriana chapali. Yes, yes. Help us. Help us. Let us be people who see. Let us be people who see. Let us be people who see. People who desire to see. People who want to see. People who always have the great desire to. Let us not miss any opportunity to see. When the opportunity arises, help us to see. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen.